Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peterlin Pass.
The Peterlin Pass this week is going to go to the Red Sox ownership. They're going to have a hard time beating the Chargers, but I'm going to go ahead and beat the Chargers for them. So when everyone's complaining about this being a financial decision, and some people, including people on this radio station, that did not call him Rafael Devers and instead called him Rafael Devers, you go ahead and take the guess on who that was.
Well,
you want to guess.
The real baseball fans?
Now you want to guess.
The real baseball fans?
Yeah, the real baseball fans. Rafael Devers gets moved over. And listen, I
thought it was Devers.
The reason why I'm going to give the Red Sox group in particular a pass is people were focusing on the idea that this is all about money and this is just the only reason why this is gone. And the Red Sox are being cheap. And it's the same thing that happened with Mookie Betts all over again. The pass belongs because Rafael Devers didn't hold up his end of the bargain. When they first got Alex Bregman, and by the way, gave him $130 million, they paid a lot of money for Alex Bregman. The idea was that Devers can't play third base. He is just absolute trash defensively. Then they move him to DH. He accepts the DH role. They have an injury at first base. They ask Devers to play first base. Like, we have an opening here. We need your help. Devers says, I don't play first base. I only do what I'm told, and I play DH. You're being a bad teammate. You're being bad to the Red Sox. Ergo, you don't belong with the Red Sox. This is not just a cost-cutting move. That got the headlines, but it's not true. This is about a player not living up to his end of the bargain in the richest contract the Red Sox have ever given out, Nick.
So I think it's time. This might be the first time we've done the Peterlin Pass that I second you. Because it's absolutely true. Listen, the Fenway ownership group is absolutely more cheap now than they were a decade ago. Absolutely true. And there's a million reasons why that could be. Not really my job to say. So they are a cheap organization. And what they did for Mookie Betts will go down as one of the 20 dumbest moves in baseball history.
Betts, you could throw Bogarts in there too.
By the way, Bogarts, Devers, and Mookie are not in the same category to me. Mookie is a starting caliber player in right field, left field, second base, shortstop.
He starts wherever you want him to start.
And by the way, his bat is MVP quality. Like, Rafi has been an all-star level player.
So Rafi,
he's
Rafi
not been
is
a consistent MVP caliber
no,
player.
No, Rafi's a top 10 hitter in the sport. The problem that Rafi has is that he's miserable defensively, so he gets no upside attached to any of that at all. He is on a legitimate Hall of Fame trajectory. And so I got why he wanted to play the field, Nick, because anytime you play the field, even though as bad as he is, it adds to your wins above replacement. It adds to your value overall. And so 9 years from now, it'd be much greater if he got to play in the field. But the problem is he stinks defensively.
I mean, and I'm not trying to go numbers to numbers here. He's had one season above a 5 WAR. And 5 WAR is like an all-star caliber player, by the way.
Because he gets nothing defensively is the problem there.
No, I think
offensively, he's awesome.
It's usually been like a 0. Like, looking at his gosh, I'm going to do this.
Are you going to do it?
You're going to war me to death here?
His
last 4 years, his WAR, his defensive WAR, has never been more than -1. So not good, because it's never been positive. But it's not, I think my point is, like, he's a really, really good offensive player. I don't think he's the same offensive player Mookie Betts is, and he sure as hell not the defensive player.
No, he's not Mookie, but he's top. He's been top 20 in MVP voting in each of the last four seasons, top 15 in each in three out of the last four.
13, 14, 11.
He's there. He's there. And offensively,
I mean, Kenton Bottenfield was like fifth in a Cy Young
he
once.
He slugs 500 plus every single season. Like, he hits. That's what he does.
But
he hits.
No, he's a really good player. I don't think he's a great player. He might be a great hitter, but he's not a great player. Am I splitting hairs too much there?
No, if you want to put him in your hall of very good, that's okay. Listen, he's not there yet. The point is that he needed as much help as he can get to get there. And so he needed to play every day so he can accumulate some of the war that comes just playing defensively. And I think this is honestly why he got so mad about the thing. Because he knows when it's all said and done, he's going to be on the fringe. If he continues the path that he's had right now, he'll be on the fringe, and he needs some extra oomph attached to that.
What's crazy about it, though, is you got a better chance at having... I'm sorry, first base is just a million times easier than his third base.
I mean, from the
similar
batters...
That's the two places I played, because they weren't putting my slow, fat ass out in right field anymore.
Yeah, the similar batters through age 27 is Nolan Arenado, Manny Machado, Adrian Beltre, Ron Santo. Like, they are... He's in the class of, I mean, Beltre's a Hall of Famer. Sano's a Hall of Famer. Scott Rowland is actually his third best match. That's a Hall of Famer. He's playing in that stratosphere from an offensive standpoint.
He just
needed to keep it going.
One, it wasn't a great contract, given the fact that he doesn't always take the best care of himself, and he's a bad defender. Two, the second you become a bad, if you already have an arguably rough contract, which people have said about Rafi since the second he signed the deal. If you already have that, and then you become a me-first guy, and act like you're trying to play the game...
And that's the problem here.
It's a no-go for me. And here's the thing. I do think Rafi's going to have a harder 30s than maybe a guy like Mookie would. A guy who...
Yeah,
he's a smaller frame and honestly takes better care of himself.
Yeah, I mean, he's not Mookie. No one's trying to make the case that he's Mookie.
My point was, like, I could see I could see a year from now looking up and being like, Rafi just went from the 13th best hitter in baseball to the 30th best, at which point he's not worth $35 million a year. And, oh, he's a bad teammate? Or at least that's the way this comes off. And it's wild that that's the one defense the Red Sox actually should have in this. He's been a first-class pain in the butt.
It's what I would be using if I were them. It's what I would be using. I'd be telling everyone to the high heavens, have you not paid attention to the saga that's been attached to him? He tried getting traded before the season got underway.
And here's the thing. This is not a new thing. It's who Rafi is. This is, and again, not a bad guy per se. But he is a difficult locker room thing in a spot where there's a lot that can be brought out by being in Boston. I think time will tell. It would not surprise me 3 years down the road if we think Craig Breslow just fleeced Buster Posey, a brand new GM who didn't work his way up through the GM rankings and just got gifted it because he was the part of the championship team. I think this deal is going to age like spoiled milk for the Giants. It might not be this year, but eventually in the next 3 or 4 years, you're going to regret it. And I think Boston, as long as Boston actually reinvests the money, which they actually do, I think it's going to be fine.
Yeah, they wanted out of the contract. They found a way to get out of the contract. I don't know why people are looking at this like the Red Sox are the... I saw all sorts of people today like, you have to boycott the games now. You have to cancel your season tickets. This isn't the ownership you want. They stink. It's over. It's like, no, they'll put the money elsewhere and they'll be fine. You'll be fine, Red Sox fans.
That is the Peterlin Pass. Well done.
The Peterlin Pass.
The Lead, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.